We are learning Masechtas Nedarim, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, and we are starting on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis right after the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, it brought down all the gewaldige things that are about Bris Milah, and one of the things it said was that even though Moshe Rabbeinu was a huge tzaddik, but still he was Chayiv Misa because he didn't mala his son. Hashem told him to go back to Mitzrayim from Midian, and he just had a baby, Eliezer, and he didn't mala Eliezer. So it says in the Gemara like this, Tanya, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Imre, G'day Lamila, Shekol Zechuyas, She'os the Moshe Rabbeinu, all the mitzvahs the Moshe Rabbeinu did, Le'omduloi, it didn't help him, because Shesrash of Amila, when he was lax in the mitzvah of Amila. Shenem, it says in the Pasuk, Vayif Geshehu Hashem, Vayif Akash Amisai, that he got to the Maloin, he got to the hotel, and Hashem wanted to kill him, L'shteit in the Pasuk. So you see, because of Shrashul Min Amila, it was Chayav Misa. Now, first of all, that's a question by itself. Since when is not doing a Mila for your child a Chayav Misa? The halacha is that a child doesn't get a Mila as Chayav Karas. But why is the father here Chayav Misa? Is that the Chayav? So the Mashah here asks the question. And the Mashah says two terutzim. He says two terutzim. Either he says, because im svivav nisharomioid, which means that Hashem is more medactic with tzaddikim. The second teretz is that there was still a ben noyach, and ben noyach the halacha is any mitzvah is chayiv misa as the ras and zui misasam. So this, therefore, that was why it's chayiv misa. Hashem is tuma halchem. Like upon him, you see the godless of mila that even Moshe Rabbeinu, who was a huge tzaddik, was chayiv misa. Omar Rabbi says, or some of the gears to Omar Rabbi Yesi, chas v'shalom shen Moshe Rabbeinu sfrash from mila. Chas v'shalom said Moshe Rabbeinu was lax in the mitzvah of mila. Elakach Omar, this is what he said. Let me do Mila now, and then I'll go out to Mitzrayim. Hashem said to go back to Mitzrayim. Sakoni to travel. That the third day, it says by Shechem, that after the Mila, on the third day of the Mila, Shimon Levi came in and killed out the whole town because they were Koyavim. And the Ran explains, not Pshat, the third day is more pain than the first day. But even after 3 days, there's still pain, and after you accumulate 3 days of pain together, that makes them very weak. So here, we want to show that the baby's very weak after a mila, and therefore, you can't travel for the first 3 days. So therefore, he said, I'm going to do a mila now, and then go do what Hashem told me to do. It's very dangerous. Emol v'eshos, so I'll do a mila, and wait. Shleshi yom, I'll wait 3 days. Akarish baruch ha'amali, lechshu Mitzrayim. Akarish said, go back to Mitzrayim, you got to listen. So therefore, I can't do that. It's a good cheshbon. He's like, he can't do it. Either way, he can't do it. So el pei man enosh ma'ish. So why do you get oinish? If you had a good cheshbon, why do you get oinish? So zok the gemara on top of lama beis v'alav. Preishin is asek b'malo in tchilo. He first was busy with his accommodations. Shenema, it says in the pasuk by he b'derech b'maloin. And the Ran explains because loshem b'derech b'maloin. Smashma, the first thing he did after derech was the maloin. So he right away was busy with the maloin. That was the taina. He should have gave a mila first. Break the Ran, a simple question. Okay, they were on the way still, right? They were in the hotel. They couldn't give a mila because they still have to get to Mitzrayim. So they still have to go B'derach. So what would help doing a mila now? They break the Ran. And for the Ran, the Oysam Aloin, Somuk L'Mitzrayim, it was close to Mitzrayim. Urcha Porto Lekha Sakanta, in a small Sakana, a small trip is no Sakana. That's the Ran says. So with this Ran, I want to answer one of the Tshuvas Farm. Have a big taina on the people who bring the babies to, like, Chaim Kievsky, Zatzal, when he was alive, or to the big Gedolim to do Sandik. There were certain Gedolim in Israel who ever wanted to be Sandik, but after a certain point, they said, I can't travel anymore, you have to come to me. So you used to have, sometimes, by Chaim Kievsky, 5-6 brisim, and the people came from all over, Yerushalayim, from all over the place, they came to Bnei Brak for the Brits. So one of the tshuvas from has a tshuva there. They're like, what do you mean? It's a Gemara. You're not allowed to travel with a baby. So how do you bring the baby there and travel? What's going on here? Sakanta. So I want to tie that. It's just going kasha. If you look at the Rashi over here, the Ran over here, the Ran says that Be'orcha Porto Leka Sakanta. And the Kavachayim, our cars these days are very comfortable. It's basically like sitting in your house. Avada, there is no sakana. If you take a good taxi or a nice train there, lechayra, there is no problem of sakanta. Lechayra, that's with the samichon, because it's only if it's an arduous trip where is there a problem of sakana. Okay, back to the Gemara. That's one pshat in Moshe Rabbeinu, because it wasn't lax and mila. The taina was in the sasik malam tchila, a smaller taina. Shimon Gamila, he meloy Moshe Rabbeinu b'kashat l'harig. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to kill Moshe Rabbeinu, Elo Oysi Tinuk. The Tinuk was the one who was in Sakana. Shneema, it says in the Pasuk that after Tzipira did the Mila, it says, Ki Chasan Domim Atali. Who is the chasan? Say rei mi karu chasan. Havayim is that tinuk. You don't call your husband a chasan anymore after you're married already with the second kid over here. That's not what you don't call him a chasan anymore. So chasan dam atli is referring to the tinuk. That's how Rav Shimon wanted to learn. And Rav Shimon Gamliel was saying is that he was the tinuk was one who was in danger over here. When he says vakush la hamisa, he meant going on the tinuk. Darush Rav Yehuda bar Bizna. B'shoshen Shrash Moshe Rabbeinu ben Amila. This is going back to the pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu was in Sakana. So B'shoshen Shrash Moshe Rabbeinu ben Amila. Bo Af V'chema U'baluhu. Af and Chema are two malachi chabala, malachim that do damage. They came and they swallowed him. They swallowed Moshe Rabbeinu. L'yishayru meir ol raglov. They only left over his legs. The Ran says it means mokim hamila. They swallowed him up and told him mokim hamila. Mayad, so Tzipora realized that this was because of the Mila, this was happening. Mayad, v'tigach Tzipora tzar, v'tichras is arlos b'na. Tzipora took a rack and did the Mila. Mayad, v'yir femenu, the afechema, the malachabah left him alone. So the Maritz Chiyas here brings down the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, that really the Shaila is a lady allowed to do a Mila? So it's like Machlekes the Gemara there. One man the Yama says, a lady that do Mila, the Raya is from Tzipira. The other man the Yama says, a lady cannot do a Mila. So what do you do with this Pasuk in the Torah? It says, a Tika Tzipira Tzar. So the Matzirah Tzchias answer, appear the Gemara there, that a man Tzipira got a Shliach do it. Vatikach is read Vatakach. She got someone, a Shliach, to do the Mila. Must have been a man who was Chayav Mila, to do the Mila. And that's that not Tzipira herself. I am the Maritz Chayas over here. For Oyster Shah, at that time, Bikash Moshe Rabbeinu Lahargon, after Af V'chema left him alone, they wanted to kill him because they held that he was wrong. They held that Moshe Rabbeinu held that Af V'chema were wrong for trying to kill him. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have that they were on a shlichus from a Karish Baruch Hu, and they thought that they were Malach Chabala wanted to kill him. And Moshe Rabbeinu held they were wrong. Why? Because he said, what do you mean? I had a cheshbon why I didn't do this. It says, therefore, he wanted to kill Afachema. He says, what are you doing here? He wanted to kill them. Shana says in the Pasik, Heref Ma'af Va'azoiv Chema. It says in the Pasik that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Heref Ma'af Va'azoiv Chema, leave them alone. It's mashma that he was trying to kill them. B'yesh Oimrim, some say L'chema Hargoy, that Moshe Rabbeinu killed Chema. She never says in the Pasuk, Chema Ainli. Break the Gemara, V'aksiv, Hekse, Chema got killed. It says in the Pasuk, Yigartim Pe'a Afva Chema. So the Gemara, Trey Chema, Havas, Tu Chema. Or, where it says that he was scared of Afva Chema, even though Chema was there, it's one shot, it's two Chemas. The second terror is by Zema, Gunda the Chema. It was the army of Chema. That's who it was. It wasn't Chema itself, it was his lieutenant, his army. Tanya. Zot the Gemara, Vaita, Tanya. Rabbi Emek, Doyle Mila. Mila is great. There's no one who in Sasek Mitzvahs like a Rav Avinu. Well, like Nikra, Tamim, he wasn't called Tamim, wasn't called complete El Hashem Mila. Shnem says in the Pasuk, His Salik Lefana Vayeh Samim. How should you become Samim? Says the next Pasuk, Siva Etna Bristi Beni Venecha. So you see, Adeh the Bris became a Tamim. Dava Acha, Gedoyla Mila, Shkul Kenek Ala Mitzvahs in the Torah. Mila is great because Kenek Ala Mitzvahs in the Torah. Shnem says in the Pasuk, Ki Apiyah Dvarim Ha'ila, Kirati, the Pasuk says, Ki Apiyah Dvarim Ha'ila, Kirati Itcha Bris Ve'es Yisrael. So we see that bris is connected kala dvar mele, connected kala tera kula. Dova achar, gedoyla mila, shumali mila, we'am mila, neskayim u'shmayim v'aretz. The skies and the land, the whole world, will not be mekayim. Will not stay afloat. Shnema, im loy barisi yoyimam v'layla, chukas shumayim v'aretz, loy samti. That if not for the bris, then yoyimam v'layla, chukas shumayim v'aretz, nothing would last. So you see, Mila is great, that keeps the world going. And this argues on Rav Eliezer, or Rav Elazar. The pligi of Rav Eliezer argues on Rav Elazar, Dav Rav Elazar. G'dayla Taira, Shilmali Taira, Leidus Kaimash Havaretz. Taira is great. Because without the Taira, the world will not be Kayim. Shinema, I'm Liberisi, which is referring to the Taira, according to Rav Eliezer. Yoimam V'layla, Chukash Mayim Havaretz, Samti. So it's Machlaikas, what exactly Brisi means. According to the first man, the Yama means Bris. And that's how our Mishnah learns also. According to Rav Elazar, it means the Torah. These Torahs are also one of the things that Kenega Kala Torah Kula, that's Shukul Kodagan Kala Mitzvahs, and the world will not be Mekai. Omra Vidu Marab. Vishosh Omra Karas Baruch Lavan Rinu, Vesalik Lefana Vayeh Samim, Achazasai Ra'ada. that b'shas when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, his salik lefanai, v'yehei sam, he says, you know, walk in front of me and you'll be complete. So he got scared. He said, what, am I doing something wrong? Is there something me dismissing? HaKadosh Rada, Om HaShem Yesh V'dov Maguna, maybe you have something wrong with me. He would calm down. He chapped now why I want to tell him because I didn't have the wrist yet. The pasuk says further in the Torah that Hashem took him outside. Hashem took him outside, and it says in the pasuk, "Habet na Hashemaymo Shafar Kachavim." Go outside and look at the stars. Tuchel lisboy some. Vayemla koyi izarech. Isn't be your children? What's the lashon? Vayetsa isa hachutza. What's that lashon? Omla for Avraham Shloilem. Avraham told Hashem. I looked at my mazel, looked at the stars, the constellations, and I realized I'm not going to have any other ben echad. I only have one son, only Yishmael. I'm not going to have any other children. Amalei, because Baruch Hu told him, say mestirin yishlocha. Leave your stargazing, your constellations. It means nothing. Ain mazel li Yisrael. There's no mazel li Yisrael, which already Tosfos what?
Hashem told Avram to look at the stars.
Hashem told Avram to look at the stars. But this is giving the conversation before. It says, that look at the stars is how to count the stars, how many stars it was. But the conversation before was, before Yitzchus was, that Avram told the Rebbe Shalom that according to his calculation, he only have one son. And the Rebbe said, no, go outside. It means outside of your calculations because there's no such thing as Mazel or Yisrael. Which Tosfos in Shemesech L'Shava speaks out, about this idea of Mazel, but by Klal Yisrael, they could do something that's not like the mazel. They could daven, they could do mitzvahs. They have a way. A mazel yisrael means that they could be oiker their mazel. Mashenkin by a guy, he's stuck. Him and his mazel, that's what it is. There's no way to change that. But in Yisrael, a mazel yisrael. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, kol amatmim atzmai, anyone who makes himself a tamim, which means he's beteach, b'ashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu matamimai, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tamim with him. He's straight with him. Shenema says in the pasuk, "Im chosid tischasod, im gevar tamim titamim." You see that in a gevar tamim, someone who is a tam, Hashem will be metamim. Om Rabbi Hoshaya, kol amatmim atzmai shom edusloi. Anyone who's a tamim, he's oila l'gedula. Shom edusloi. The Ran says means she oila l'gedula. He gets greatness. What's the raya? Hashem says in the pasuk, "Salafon ve'yisamim." Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, "Be stamim." What's the next pasuk? "Bechsev ayisa la'av hamayin goyim." You're going to be av hamayin goyim. You see, you become great. Omer Rebbe, or some have a girsa, Omer Rebbe Levi, "Komenachesh loy nachash." Anyone who's menachesh, which means he's busy with superstitions, so then they'll run after him. The superstitious things will run after him, which means the kishuf machas and the kaismim. If he runs after them, they're gonna run after him. The Ran starts with Gemara Pesachim that man de kapit kabdinale is talking about there, like the zugais and different things there. So it says if someone's makbid, then it becomes a kapeda. But if you're not makbid, it's not a kapeda. We find such thing with bad dreams also. If someone doesn't worry about a bad dream, then it's fine. You don't have to worry about a bad dream. You don't have to worry about it. But if you worry about it, then you have to worry about it. So same thing over here. Someone who's menachesh, loy nachesh. What's the raish? Now it says, basic, loy nachesh v'yakev. Loy nachesh was lost of two Yaakov is there nachesh. For the Gemara, it's not true. It's loy with a lamet, with an aleph, which means no nachesh v'yakev. But with a lamet aleph ksiv. So what can a raya from the pasuk is? So Gemara says, you're right, not right in the pasuk. It's a midah k'negah midah. It's a midah k'negah midah. Which means if someone is not b'teach b'Hashem, so okay, then you're not going to have b'tochen, so then Hashem will arrange that the curse will run after you. And we have here the Gemara, the opposite. Tani l'toiv. Tani ahava b'rei de Rab Zera. We have here a man's name, ahava. Tani ahava b'rei de Rab Zera. Kol odom she'enoi menachesh, menachnisim oisev mechitza. Anyone who is not menachesh, is not superstitious, not run after kishuf machas, and looking and trying to find, to figure out the asid, they bring him into Mechitza. He gets so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even Malachi Asharas can't go there. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, Ki loy nachash v'yakav v'kesem v'yishol. When there's no nachash v'yakav v'kesem v'yishol, you know what happens? It says in the Pasuk further, Ki'eis yom al-yakav u'l-yishol ma'pal kel. The Malachim are going to ask they asked Yaakov and the Yisrael, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing? Because they are closer than the Malachi Asharis. And the Ran says, Midik Negem Midu also. Shematoich She'ena Ha'ilek, I'm reading the Ran, She'ena Ha'ilek across Nechashim, Leida Asidus, since they're not going after Nechashim to find out the future, El Beteach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mishamachi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Begali Roza Ha'ilam, She'ena Gluim Malachi Asharis. So this is one of the curses that people say you should not go to people who read palm readers, because here it says you don't have to run after the Asidus. Have a tech Hashem that will HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you, and that will help you out, and that will help a person. If he's Beitech, Hashem will be metamam with him, and even he'll be Yazaycha to be in the Mechitzas that fill Malachi Asharis, not Zaycha to get even so close.